कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बन चारी जमुना तीरा बन चारी जमुना तीरा बन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवच प्राचार्य ऐसी भक्ति निदान्त स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की गंधर्व श्रीमद भागवतम की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So welcome to all the devotees in the morning Bhagavatam class. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1 and Chapter 5, entitled Narada's Instruction on Srimad Bhagavatam, Text 34. Please after repeat me.
एवं निर्णाम क्रिया योगा सर्वे संस्कृत हेतवा त एवात्म विनाशाय कल्पन्ते कल्पिता परे एवं निर्णाम क्रिया योगा सर्वे संस्कृति हेतवा त एवात्म विनाशाय कल्पन्ते कल्पिता परे एवं निणाम क्रिया योगा सर्वे संसृत हेतव त एवात्म विनाशाय कल्पन्ते कल्पिता परे।
प्रभु
एवं निणाम क्रिया योगा सर्वे संसृत हेतवा अपना विनाशाय कल्पन्ते कल्पिता परे एवं निणाम क्रिया योगा सर्वे संसृत हेतवः त एवात्म विनाशाय कल्पन्ते कल्पिता परे एवं निणाम क्रिया योगा सर्वे संसृति हेतवः एवात्म विनाशाय कल्पन्ते कल्पिता परे।
ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन Thus when all a man's activity are dedicated to the service of the Lord, those very activities which cause his perpetual oneness become the destroyer of the tree of the world. Purport. Fruity work which has perpetually engaged the living being in the compared to the banyan tree in the Bhagavad Gita, for it is certainly very deeply rooted. As long as the propensity for the sense enjoyment, the fruit of work is there, one has to continue the transmigration of the soul from one body to or place to another, according to one's nature of work. The propensity of enjoyment may be turned into desire for the service of mission of the Lord. By doing so, one's activity is changed into karma yoga, or the way by which one can attain the spiritual perfection. While engaging in work for the Lord, work for which we have a natural tendency, here the word atma indicates the category of futi work. The conclusion is that when the result of all futi work, Furtive and other work in devotion dovetail with the service of the Lord, it will cease to the generate further karma and will gradually develop into transcendental devotional service, which will not only cut off completely the root of banyan tree of the work, but will also carry the performer the lotus feet of the Lord. The summary is that one has to first of all seek the association of the pure devotee who not only at the learned in the Vedanta but are the self-realized soul and unalloyed devotee of Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. In that association, the neophyte devotee must render loving service physically and mentally without reservation. This service attitude will induce the great soul to more favorable in bestowing their mercy, which inject the neophyte with all the transcendental quality of the pure devotee. Gradually, this developed into a strong attachment to the hearing the transcendental pastime of the Lord, which makes him able to catch up the constitutional position of the gross and subtle body, the beyond them, the knowledge of the pure soul and his eternal relation with the supreme soul. The personality of Godhead, if the relation is ascertained by the establishment of the eternal relation, pure devotional service to the Lord begin gradually develop into the perfect knowledge of the personality of Godhead. Beyond the purview of impersonal Brahman and the realized Paramatma, by such Purushottama Yoga, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, one is made perfect
even during the present corporeal existence, and one exhibit all the good quality of the Lord to the highest percentage. Such in the gradual development by association of the pure devotee.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Mena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobeshtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitasya Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brinda Baneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyamadi Pashatade Shatarini Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Evam Niram Kriya Yoga Service Sanskrit Hetva Ta Evatma Vinasaya Kalpante Kalpita Pare. Thus, when all a man's activity are dedicated to service of the Lord, those very activity which cause his perpetual bondage become the destroyer of the tree of the work. This fifth chapter, 34, text number 34, Sri Narada Muni here beautifully describe the nature of the devotional service. And very, very important sloka and translation here, we can see the important and nature of devotional service in this sloka. How can devotional service, the same activity when the person perform in his material life, and same activity if he turns in the personality of Godhead in the devotional service, the same activity become the spiritual. The material become the spiritual activity. And that become the cause of his destroying the past sinful activity of that person. So very, very important and very, very beautifully Narada Muni disclosing this fact here. And first canto, if you see the first canto, is the big chapter and big purport given by Srila Prabhupada. And one of the purports Srila Prabhupada says, so we are so much proud of our material senses for making experiment to the determined existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the This is the line given by Kesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, we are so much proud of our material senses and making experiment to deny the existence of the God. And again, but Prabhupada said, we are forgetting that our senses cannot absolute by themselves. But the senses need sunset as certain condition. They are not absolute, but they act under certain condition. And Prabhupada gave the example in that purport. Example is eyes. Our eyes. Our material eyes. And Prabhupada says, our material eyes depend on sunshine. If there is no sunshine, there is no sun. How much can we see in our material eye in the night? Night is there is no sun, there is no moon. Feel dark. So how long or how much our material eyes can see? Therefore, we are depend our whole senses, example is material eyes, is totally depend on certain condition of the life. Certain condition. And depend on others one. So our eyes is depend on sunshine. If sunshine is there, then we can see, I can read here because the sunshine is there, light is there. There, if no sunshine, no light, how can I read? Even if the Srimad Bhagavatam is there in front of me, and no light, no sunshine, I will sit here just. No reading process take place. I will not able to see just few inch away from my eyes. Sri Prabhupada says, as long as the sunshine is there, our eyes are used to see the certain extent. Similarly, without the sunshine, our eyes are useless. This is the word of, I just wrote down everything. This is the word of Sri Prabhupada. Without the sunshine, our eyes is useless. Therefore, Prabhupada says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, without Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, is our life is useless. If in our life, Krishna is not there, then Prabhupada is saying, Bhagavatam is saying, our life is useless. Because Krishna is like sunshine, giving the light through the Bhagavad Gita, through my knowledge, and we can see ourselves as the individual living entity, ourselves, and we can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, with His multiple energies. If knowledge is not given by Krishna, the light is not given by Krishna, the conditioned soul is not able to see Himself. What do I speak to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Therefore, Prabhupada said in the Hindi, Dehatma Buddhi. Dehatma Buddhi. The considering this, the body is the self. We are not able to see the soul. We are thinking, soul, thinking this. Body is the self. Body is everything. The Samananda Prabhu quote the Radha Govind Maharaj lecture. Radha Govind Maharaj giving the village lecture. And he said, Dehatma Buddhi, Dehatma Buddhi, Dehatma Buddhi. Dehatma Buddhi se bahar niklo. And one person raised the hand, Maharaj, आप ये बार बार देहात्म बुद्धि क्यों बोल रहे हो? हम लोग देहाती हैं इसके लिए. Then महाराज explained to him, that person, the देहात्म बुद्धि means you are thinking you are the body. You are not body. And Prabhupada is saying exactly, we are thinking outside the body. How can then see with the Krishna with his multiple energies working? Therefore, we need Krishna in our life to see ourselves and Krishna and his multiple energy. Therefore, Bhagavatam, the verse come from the first canto itself. Kal karma gunadhino deho yam pancha bhautikam. The translation says, this gross material body made of five material elements, and this element is already under the control of eternal time. So our body is made of the five elements. Prabhupada says that these are five elements, material body, under the control of the time, kala. Second is action. Under the control of the time first, second is under the control of the kala, or action is the karma, and third is under the control of the guna, three modes of material nature. The kala, karma and guna, our whole body, our whole senses are under the control of three things. The kala, karma and guna. Then, he again says, translation says, how then can it, being already in jaw of serpent, protect other? कि कैसे अगर ये सर्प के मुख में खुद पड़ा हुआ है, व्यक्ति सर्प के मुख में already है, तो दूसरों की रक्षा कैसे कर सकता है? He is already in jaw of the serp. How can he protect himself, his family member, his friends, his neighbor? Other living entities. Therefore, here Bhagavatam described the process is that, the process is that by the grace of the devotee, the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead obtained. They are saying the process that by the grace of the devotee, the mercy of Godhead, Supreme Personality of Godhead is obtained. And grace of Godhead, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the grace of Supreme Personality of Godhead, a chance to serve the devotee is obtained. The link, circle. Therefore, Prabhupada said, first canto itself, we need in our life in someone like a spiritual master to guide us in further in our life. And that spiritual master is worshipped every day by the devotee, that disciple. Therefore, we can see the importance of that devotee or the spiritual master, how much importance is given by the Sanatana Goswami in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. The Sanatana Goswami in Hari Bhakti Vilas saying, ki prathamam to guru pujya tathaiva cha mam archanam. Prathamam to guru pujya tathaiva cha mam archanam. The Sanatana Goswami in Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is related to our deity worship. When we enter the morning for the deity worship, the pujari entered in the deity worship for doing their devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. First, he begin his worship not by directly Supreme Personality of Godhead, but begin his worship approaching, worshipping his spiritual master, so we do our Manas Puja. We do the Achman and begin our Manas Puja process. After doing the Manas Puja, we just giving the 16 Upcharas, doing the all Upcharas in closed-eyed meditation. In the meditation, we are offering all the Upcharas to our spiritual master. First, our spiritual master worship. This is called Manas Puja. Then, there is Vahya Puja. We first offer Manasik. Man se hum, man mein sab karte hain. Then we offer again the Vahya Puja through the Achman and water, just 16 Upchara. We worship spiritual master and then we worship our Param Guru, Param spiritual master, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then we go to Krishna, ya Gopalji, ya Srimati Radharani, Sakis, whatever deities is there in altar. So Krishna, in that Sanatana Goswami is saying in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Krishna is said this word. Ki parthamam tu guru puja tathaiva, uske baad, pahle guru ki seva garo, guru ki puja garo, uske baad meri. Therefore, Prabhupada says, we need in our life to guide some person like this and spiritual master. Therefore, the story comes here. When the Pandavas, five Pandavas, they graduate from their Gurukul, and with five brother walking to the forest and approaching to the Ganges, and they are trying to cross over the Ganges, and then that time the Gandharva attacked on them, on the five Pandavas. Now the education part was completed, everything was done, they graduate, whole military art, everything was, they got it. But when crossing the Ganges, that time Gandharva attacked, and the Pandava was very, very able to, they were very able to fight, and Arjuna fought with Gandharva and defeated them. And they asked the question, we did not do anything wrong with you, we are just crossing over the Ganges, and why you attack on us? The Gandharva gave the beautiful reply, because you people just graduate from the Gurukul, in the sense we can see our university, and now you don't have any spiritual master, any guide to guide. In Gurukul, you are under the guidance of the Dronacharya. You learn everything under the guidance of the Dronacharya. Now, you have no person to guide, no person to teach you. This is human life is made to go under some spiritual master to perfect our life. Therefore, you should approach proper bona fide spiritual master and accept him as guru and remain under him. Then he said, so we can see in 2 days is in that material condition, how much or how many are ready to, after graduating from the college and university, ready to take the spiritual master as guidance. Very less. But beautifully, this Bhagavatam says, Shastra says, Mahabharata says, we have to take the guidance of the spiritual master. And therefore, the process, again, the process that by the grace of the devotee, mercy of Krishna obtained, and the mercy, the grace of the Krishna, to the service of the devotee of the Lord obtained. And other example is here, that when Krishna and Arjuna walking to the Khanda forest, and Agni Deva approached him and requested, please fulfill my desire, do something for me. and Arjuna and Krishna ready, and they Arjuna and Krishna both are burning the Khandiya forest, and from that forest the demon Maidanav came. The Maidanav, he was very very brilliant person, very very brilliant. He exactly knows whom to approach to save our life. That is called greatly buddhiman vyakti, very very intelligent. So Krishna and Arjuna were both there. God is there, devotee is there. If he approaches Krishna, Krishna immediately kill, because they are killing everyone who is coming from the forest, forest. But Maidanav, he very very politely just took the lotus feet of Arjuna, surrendered to Arjuna, please save me. And being devotee, Arjuna just put his grace to save him. Then Krishna also gave his grace to Maidanav. The Krishna put the condition to Maidanav, now your life is saved, you are perfectly alright. In future, please do some service to Arjuna, to the devotee. So Maidanav got the chance, got the grace of Krishna to serve the devotee like Arjuna, Pandavas, and in future in the Khanda forest, we know that Maidanav, by the help of Maidanav, Pandavas made the Sabhagra, assembly hall, beautiful assembly hall. That service are done by Maidanav. Therefore, again here says, the living being is eternal servitor of the God. Just first canto, beginning of the first chapter, we heard from the how the living being is the eternal servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, conditioned soul must approach the bona fide spiritual master for different inquiries of devotional service. And here is Prabhupada gave the example of Vidura approaching the Maitreya Rishi. So Vidura approaching Maitreya Rishi and inquiring about, he beautifully inquired about the karma, the footy activities, the jnana, the philosophical searchful absolute truth, and yoga, the linking process of self-realization, the spiritual realization. The karma, the fruity work, jnana, the philosophical research called absolute truth, and yoga, the linking process of spiritual realization. Therefore, Prabhupada says in purport, Vidura was successful in approaching such a spiritual master like Maitreya, and he got the ultimate goal of life, bhakti to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Govinda. And we can see in the Prabhupada again, same next purport says, in our body, made by six changes in body happen, six changes happen in our body. Then says, the first change is his body is born, and second is developed, and third is estate, and fourth is create other body, and fifth is dwindle, and sixth is then vanishes. Therefore, he says, if they forget their permanent identity to become foolishly active for the impermanent occupation. So, Prabhupada is saying, so the saints and sadhu like Maitreya, Vidura, approaches different persons' house to awaken their dormant Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada said, therefore, when the sadhu goes to the people's house, people is not ready to listen what the sadhu is saying, but they saw that some so-called sadhu approaches them, say, makes so much propaganda. But when a real sadhu comes, they are denied. They reject the real sadhu. They never listen from the real sadhu. Therefore, we need a spiritual master to engage the conditional soul in such kind of devotional activity, devotional service, which Narad Muni, here referring Narad Muni, is saying, which activity can destroy our sinful tendency, sinful activity in past, present and future. Therefore, we can focus, I can focus few points about nature of devotional service. The nature of devotional service, the first here, ki devotional, never consider the devotional service is material. First point here, Prabhupada in different purpose says, ki never consider the devotional service, devotional activity is material. An example is given, if someone like in Bhagavatam, the first canto is slip, you can see when the Sukhdev Goswami appear in the village people and the boys of the village think this is a mad person. This is ordinary person, a pagal ho gaya hai. He is behaving like mad and walking. And these people, the boys, some is spitting on them, some is throwing the stone on them. They are not realizing the Sukhdev Goswami, who looks like ordinary man, but is not ordinary man. He is the great devotee of the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And after the Sukhdev Goswami approaches the assembly where the sages assemble, and everyone got up to respect the Sukhdev Goswami, and then the people realize, oh, we were thinking this person is mad, something ordinary mind, but that is not the case. This person is actually great soul. This is one example. And second example is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurating the Harinam Sankirtan movement in Navdeep. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated the Sankirtan movement in the Navdeep, all the devotees of the different cities, different long places, they heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated the Harinam Sankirtan movement. They decided, the devotee decided, let go to the Navdeep. Remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the Harinam Sankirtan glory slowly start spreading to the Navdeep, beyond the Navdeep, and devotees from long distance, they are just coming, they are just leaving their home, coming to the Navdeep to stay with the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other devotees. So one devotee, the name Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he also came there. Chaitanya Bhagavat says, if look the life of Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Mukunda took the Gadadhar Pandit. One day Mukunda took the Gadadhar Pandit to show some devotee, and he took them to the house of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. When both went to the house of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and they saw Gadadhar Pandit saw the opulence of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, how he was looking, his looks, his opulences, his house, where he was sitting on a bed, opulent bed, and he put oil, very very costly and scented oil on his head, chewing the pan, and is in front of wall there is big mirror. He was just looking like this and spitting on the dustbin for whatever pot was there, and seeing this condition, Gadadhar Pandit was thinking in his mind, really he is devotee? He really is devotee. And seeing the condition of Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda understand. What is the going on mind up in the mind of Gadadhar Pandit. The saying the condition of Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda start quoting the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. He starts singing the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. As soon as Mukunda starts the quoting of the singing of the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, glorifying the devotional serving, glorifying the Lord and His devotee, then Pundarik Vidyanidhi became so ecstatic. Hearing the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, he became so ecstatic. He started his storing his clothes, throwing the things here and there, and then after that, Gadadhar Pandit realized this is person look like ordinary man, just a rich man, but he is the pure devotee of the Lord. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And after that, Gadadhar Pandit took initiation for Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So this is the one thing. Never consider the devotional service is the material. The devotional service is the full of the spiritual. Second is, no one is satiated. Prabhupada, in first canto, one purport says, and we can experience in our life, we have experience in our life how when read Srimad Bhagavata, Bhagavad Gita given by Srila Prabhupada, one first time, second time, third time, we find newer and newer things coming from the same purport, same sloka, which we have read decade back. When we are reading again, we find newer and newer things coming out from the same sloka. Therefore, and here the example we can see in our life. An example is again the Parikshit Maharaj and Shravanak Rishis. When they are heard, they just inquire again and again and again. Inquire and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Third is, cleanse all material contamination from the heart. The devotional service, when we perform the devotional service, they clean the heart. And clean the heart and clean our past sinful activities, which we are already reading from this text, this slokas. This is the power of devotional service, devotional activity and devotional service. And this also can realize by all the member of the ISKCON, all the devotee of the ISKCON, all the devotee of the four sampradaya, the Vaishnavas who took the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And fourth is, give enlightenment the person who practices. This is the one nature of devotional service. Give enlightenment. And here, Narad Muni, quoting the same, his life in the fourth chapter, fifth chapter, sixth. Here the Narad Muni narrating his story to Vyasadeva, how he practiced this devotional service till the end of his life. The take message is from Narad Muni's story and chapter, don't leave devotional service in between. Practice fully. When you practice fully, then you get advantage. Don't leave. That life of Narad Muni example is Narad Muni himself. And I can tell something about something about my life. How devotional service changed me and my family members. So 1996, Prabhupada's centennial, I came to here celebrate the Janmashtami. Before Janmashtami, I got the connection to the this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, connected through this organization. And came to the Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji temple to attend the Janmashtami Mahotsav with many devotees. 3-day festival over, everyone so much rush, different place, satellite center, devotees came here and they just happy. And after 3 days, everyone went to their native place, houses. I also went my house. But getting the experience from these 3 days, I decide to change something in our life, in my life. After reaching the house, home, I decide to change something. I told the mother, from today, I am not going to eat anything which prepared by onion and garlic. So no onion, garlic. If you prepare anything with onion and garlic, I will not take. So please make something simple so I can take. So next day, they forget. First day, they forget. So I said, okay, no problem. Thai simple, they took the rice and boiled dal. And I took the from photos of Gopinath Ji, Radha Gopinath Ji here. Just put the Gopinath and said what devotee said, please offer it. Said Gopinath Ji, accept karo. And they just took, honor the prasad. After 3-4 days doing this, that the mother realized ki really this person is serious, to do something for him. So after 3-4 days, they change. They start making for me the separate food, which just put the plate. I brought some simple small plate and put it and offered the Gopinath photo. But after a few months, the family member comments on me, and Prasad. The comments come from the few family members. Whatever, aapka jo hai na, in Hindi they say, aap wala jo hai na, wo bahut hi tasty hai. Hamare se zyada tasty aap wala hai. That comments give me so much conviction, so much conviction about devotional activity, devotional service, what I started doing. So much conviction, then I thought, oh, this process is very, very powerful, so continue. Then I continue, and after two, three years, I just came here. That time, my elder brother got married. And his young wife, he heard one member of family member just leaving home, left home and going somewhere to practice. They asked so many questions. Why are you leaving? What happened to you? Something like question, many questions. But I came here. In behind me, he went to my room and he found some books. I just forgot to collect my book, SSR, Brahmacharya and Krishna Consciousness, those books left in my room. And she started reading those books. And she read those books and she thought, oh, this process is very good. And without consulting me, without asking any question to me, she started practicing what I was practicing. She started practicing. And devotional service, as I said, the devotional service apna kaam karti hi hai. And after a few years, I heard from family members, all the family members, brother, my mother, father, everyone start chanting 16 rounds. So this is the glories of devotional service. And till now, they are wonderful Vaishnava. They are got initiation from ISKCON devotees, ISKCON gurus. And they are wonderful, wonderful Vaishnavas. So this is the greatest matlab, glory of devotional service we can think about. So, there are many points written, but this is essence of devotional service. What I said, ki, don't leave any condition. Kisi bhi condition mein aap ise chodo mat. Aur Prabhupada is saying, if sometime accident fall down happen, but don't neglect your chanting, don't neglect your devotional service, you will protect by the chanting and devotional service. This is words of Sri Prabhupada. Therefore, so I will stop here. Thank you very much. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anant Koti Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.